I would like you to close your eyes and lose the concept of a physical body. Trade in your concept for a brand new body. Now your new body, your spiritual body, has lived where you are for at least several million years, and you may just be coming acquainted with it, and you're going to discover that it is your freedom from the world, from the world of opposites, from the world of violence, from the world of indecision, from the world of time, space, and all kinds of delays. Everything that happens in the world is eventually going to be overcome. And it may sound improbable to you, but to some of you who have begun your overcoming some time ago, it is the answer to the freedom that your soul requires. Your spiritual body must be considered as the only way out of the world mesmerism. Now let's look at our spiritual body, and let's think of it in terms of the sun. No matter where we are on this earth, we all recognize that there's one sun in the sky. It's for all colors, all religions, all people. And that's precisely what one body is. You can't have a spiritual body, and I can have another one. There's only one spiritual body. And we either share it, or we're not entering into the truth of Christ. Now, when we say spiritual body, we talk about something that we're not really acquainted with. We can think of nice things about it, but we don't know what it does and how it does it. You're going to learn slowly that the spiritual body which is available to you is going to be accomplished by you only by giving up the old body. You can't be in a physical body and a spiritual body. That's a hard thing to do. Some aren't able to do it, and some aren't willing to do it, and it's their privilege. But those who are able and those who are willing must learn why the spiritual body is the most unique possession of an individual. We call it a possession, but it's not. It really possesses us. The spiritual body is what we use to get into that level of consciousness which is not subject to any other level. The only freedom in the world is to live in the spiritual body. Now, there are five basics to a spiritual body which you should know about. And one is that the spiritual body is never born. You were born to a woman, and you may be a woman and give birth to other children. But the spiritual body was never born to a woman, and it never gives birth. It is completely without the element of birth in it. The spiritual body is the child of God, and it was placed in the kingdom of God by the Father without birth, without growing, without age, without fear of death, It was placed in the spiritual universe at its full maturity. Your spiritual body has nothing to learn, but the individual who accepts the spiritual body has much to learn. Now that spiritual body will never die. It can never be injured. It will never be harmed. It makes no difference what anyone says about it. It goes right on being the spiritual body of the universe. And whether you're black or white or red or brown, you share the one spiritual body, just like you share the sunshine. You can't play favorites in the kingdom of God. So that there really is no color in the kingdom of God for the body. It is an incorporeal body, an invisible body. It is unlike anybody that we know. And yet within it is every good thing that God has prepared for His children. When you are living in that body, even to a small measure, and your awareness is just as big as a thimble, your life changes. There's no expressing it. It just changes. You feel the spiritual nature of yourself, and the spiritual body has the capacity to feel the spiritual nature of everyone. So that in your spiritual body, you are without fault, without the possibility of injuring anyone, without the possibility of gossip, without the possibility of argument, without any possibility of a negative in the universe. And the nice thing about your spiritual body is that whereas in your human body it is temporary, it is mortal, it experiences death and reincarnation, these factors all disappear because your spiritual body knows nothing about death. Your spiritual body is life. And as you can see, this is quite a change. It's a momentous change from the mortals that we have lived as and the things we have done as mortals, the aims we have had, the goals we have cherished. All of that disappears. There's a complete new leaf. And now, as we walk in the spiritual body, which we're not aware of in its scope, in its non-dimensional form, we can't begin to understand how the spiritual body is going to influence everything we do and say and feel. But it will, and it will give order to your life. It'll give a sense of divine living. It will give a sense of divine intelligence. It will give a sense of eternity. Because the divine body, the immortal body, the spiritual body, is the Christ body. And that Christ body is in every son of God, whether he knows it or not, so that he would live as a mortal and die as a mortal and still be in a Christ body. And never having realized it, we'd come back again and learn all over again, perhaps this time, that his spiritual body, his Christ body, is the body of the universe. Now maybe there's one or two or ten who say, well, if that's the case, then I'm in a spiritual body. I don't even have to find it to know it's there. God gave me a spiritual body, and I must be in it. And God didn't give me a human body, and I must not be in that. And this is a hard thing. Because you've got to slowly form the opinion, and you'll have to form it in some way, that the body you walk in daily is not your body. It is not a body either. It is the concept you entertain about your spiritual body. And the spiritual body, which is the real one, is the one you're going to have to come into an awareness of. And that takes time, takes effort, takes dedication. It takes so many things, and yet everything you possibly can do to bring about your awareness of the spiritual body is beyond reward, because the human body is bound to outlive itself, and the only one that remains is the spiritual body. And if you have no concept of what it is, no awareness of how it lives, why it lives, what you can do to become aware of it, then you're missing the life that has been provided for you, and you're living in the imitation of life, which is what we all do for a long time. But we're going now to life. We're going to the realization of that substance which is perfect, which is of God, and which is your substance. The divine life of the Father is your substance. And it's up to you to learn how to prove it to yourself. People can tell you what to do and how to say it and what to think and how not to think. But in the long journey, the only proof of that divine life will come within your consciousness. And you will know, I am divine life. And I need not tell you when that happens. 1,000 firecrackers will shoot off. The sun will burst out of the sky. Things will occur that you never could envision. And you will begin to say to yourself, I am not a person. I may have appeared as a person. That's not who I am. I am something different. I know it's called Christ, but I haven't yet reached the realization of that Christ. But I am not bound by human law. I am not bound by time. I'm not even bound by space. And when I get sick, it's a lie. Divine life doesn't know what sickness is. It's a vestige of the past which I am involved in remembering, and yet it's not a reality. I'll shake this off. I'm not afraid of it. And when I see how easily I shake off these so-called sicknesses, I will realize that something has happened to me. Something has happened to me that I cannot explain. But it has happened. And sometimes it will give you evidence that it comes from a different level of being than you're aware of. It brings with it a certain peace. It brings with it the awareness that you have been chosen for a special purpose, and that someone is watching over you at all times. I know this is a wonderful feeling, and a true one. And I know that everyone in this room is going to experience that in a full measure, even if only in a part measure at the moment. It is just a matter of saying to the Father, you have set me on the road, and I am willing. It doesn't matter what you expect of me, that's what I will do. Because you, as my Father, are aware of what I must do. in order to attain the fullness of Christ, the full stature of real Christ manhood. And so I will follow where you walk at all cost, because there's no cost too great for Christhood. It matters not what you ask, how difficult it seems. It's child's play to me, because I know the inevitability of Christ. And one could not attain the Christ if it were impossible. And so we start now with the awareness that I am the child of God, that I live with divine wisdom that is matured into divine understanding, that is matured into a divine life, that is under the jurisdiction of one individual who is infinite in nature, who is all-knowing and all-wise. And I live under God in my divine life. And though at first I'm a little bit of awareness, that awareness grows, and I find in God the beginning of an unusual peace, a peace that really I cannot understand because it's so perfect. But it's a peace that comes to me in a certain way to assure me that it is a peace of God. It is a peace that it's beyond my understanding, but nevertheless I understand that I love it and want it and will do anything to maintain it. So anything God requires, I will do. Now this peace covers all situations. It covers the place where once sickness was, where once death was thought of as a probability, an inevitability. The place where all that is ungodly is not. And there is such a place for you. And we are to maintain that level of consciousness which lives in that place of the Most High, where the I that I am cannot be touched, where the I that I am lives a life which is equal with God in every possible way, even to the extent of being as long-lived as God, as perfect as God, as free of any form of argument or pain or sadness or loss, just as perfect as God. And I live in that. And I find in that the way to the fulfillment of my being. Because what I think is perfect becomes something new when I am lifted still higher and find a new level of perfection. And that level always changes. It always moves up until I find, to my surprise, that there are infinite levels of perfection. And they all belong to me, by virtue of my sonship. Now don't let go of your spiritual body. Even the concept. Hold the concept and know that there is one. Because there is. It is a new level of living. It is the only way you can maintain and attain the fifth level of the universe, the fifth level of life. Is attained in your soul, but it is because there's a spiritual body in which the soul lives, and that's the sixth level of life. So you're really climbing in your awareness into two levels, the fifth and sixth, the soul and the spirit. And now you're off the earth. There are people on the earth who are relics of the past. They move and they have their being and they say things and they feel things. But they're where you were. They do not know about this realm that is above them. This realm of the soul and the spirit. And you must live there a while, without problems, completely at peace, learning what has to be learned, what must be learned, what can only be learned by living there. You will find to your surprise that no one in the soul realm has an evil thought about the other. They are like brothers, walking in the invisible universe, to be concerned about any individual in this country of the soul. Because all are one, and each one has come from the far country, where all were many. And has learned through mistake after mistake that the far country was not God's world, but rather the world in which illusion was rampant. You won't meet any people. But you will meet souls like yourself, all who knew on you at being in this universe, all of whom are in a state of wonderment. There are no problems in this universe. There is no sadness. Be a wayward impulse in you, saying, I think I'll fall back into the other universe because there are things I want to do. That depends on you. You're given the free will to do so. But when the prodigal returns, you will remember that the father brought out the fatted calf. He had come from a far country where he lived with the animals, the pigs. And that was the equivalent of living in the world. When he moved to the father's house again, when he had attained that level of awareness which had to be in the Father's house. Then a new self was born. And now you are in the strains of a new birth, a new self. A self which knows that the world you came out of is not your natural habitat. We cannot live in the world, for the world is not my Father's kingdom. And we must learn how to live outside of the world, in my Father's kingdom, according to the laws of my Father. This demands 100% of your attention to the will of God, and 100% of your own will to fulfill that will of God. And so we move now in a sort of between two worlds. I've had enough of the world in which I cannot attain my fullness, and yet I am not yet able to climb to that level in which my fullness is attained. So I'm in between. And more or less describes all of us. And now what we attain in this in-between level will depend on the divine intelligence that we bring to bear. If I have a spiritual body and do not use it, then I'm committing a folly. If I have a spiritual body and can learn to use it, it must be in the way that God has prescribed. And so my spiritual body comes with many do's and don'ts. The moment I decide to use my spiritual body to accomplish this and that of a material nature, I'm out. That's not the purpose of my spiritual body, and it won't do that. I can't use my spiritual body for personal ambition. It won't do it. The spiritual body is not at my beck and call. It is provided for God. And unless I am following God's beck and call, I am not in my spiritual body at all. So I say, Father, how do we work the spiritual body? What do we do? The Father says, pay attention. Be still. And let the divine will guide you in such a way that what you do is to perform acts of spiritual value which elevate you in the awareness of living in the Spirit. It is said that love is the fulfilling of the law. It is not said that the opposite is in any way in the law. And so whoever you find that you cannot love, that is blocking your attainment of the spiritual body. You didn't know you were blocking your attainment when you had negative phrases about that individual. But there's no place for that kind of individual that you are being when you have negative thoughts about another. Because you're not seeing through the illusion. The illusion is that there is no one there to have negative thoughts about. You think he or she is this or that. There is no such person. There's no place possible for your negative thoughts to live in. The kingdom of heaven is not the perfect place for you to survive, because whatever you say of a negative nature is untrue. And so you don't qualify. You don't qualify yourself. You've got personal animosities to still fulfill. Now all of that has to go, and quickly. We have been so silly that for thousands of years we've all stood in our own way. You start your new beginning with an understanding that the only thing in my kingdom is the Son of God. There's nothing else to find there. And the Son of God is perfect. There are no bodies, no physical bodies. There are no emotions. All of that is forgotten as you leave your human concepts. You try, if you can, to look at the women who followed Jesus. Do you recall one argument among them? Do you recall anything but a quiet form of contentment among them? They are your role models. Look at them again, and you will find the women who accept God's presence where they are. They actually live in the presence of God. Look at some of the disciples who have transcended. You will find that they, too, live in the presence of God. See how attentive they are to every thought and word of the Father. When you walk in the path of these individuals, you walk in their company. Not only will you receive their help, but you will find a different degree of activity which leads to the peace, the understanding, the love. And this aura of contentment will enable you to maintain your ascent. Try to find this level in which you are unmoved by the activities of the world. And when you start to live in that form of life, you will find much help that you hadn't imagined. Because invisible angels will come to your aid very quickly and you will find that something is helping me. I'm a different person than I was. I was very critical. I don't know why I'm not, but I'm not. I was even critical of myself, and I'm not anymore. Somehow the path has opened for me. And it all has started when I realized that I was a spiritual being living in the spiritual body of God. And something prevents me being anything else. The beginnings may be difficult, but quickly there will be a stability, then an assurance, a confidence, and a capacity to develop further into a true son of God. You've got to start somewhere. Start with your new body, your spiritual body. Now let's meditate again on it. And I'd like someday for you to be aware that you've always been in this spiritual body and are now, and to seek a sign which can only come from the invisible Spirit of God. I don't know why a person knows he's in a spiritual body or he knows that he's not. Those who walk in one could possibly tell you why they know they have one. But you'll find that when you are in one, you won't want to talk about it either. You just want to know that you are in one. And you're not going to talk about being in one to someone who's not. Because your conversation stays where it belongs, in heaven. Mortals will find the spiritual body just as you are going to find it. It comes in a way you know not of. But when you find it, somehow something in you isn't hungry. Something in you isn't worried about a cut on your arm. Something in that spiritual body is free. And all of a sudden you realize there's something that I have that isn't controlled by the things I see. Things come to my mind from a different level. There's no fear in my spiritual body. And one by one you find certain qualities which make it different than any body that you have ever had. So that you say to yourself, apparently I've got a body that is different. And then it dawns on you that you have a spiritual body. And as you develop the qualities of it slowly, feeling your way totally, you become aware that there's something there that's stable and unchanging. Something that will always be there. Something that doesn't get ill. Something that's not petrified by thoughts of death. In fact, the spiritual body knows that death is not even a rumor. Now, this body will not give birth. It will not be a mother, it will not be a father. It will not be a male nor a female. And it will be your body. It's the body of the divine child. And just a glimmer of a glimpse is enough to set you off until that glimmer becomes a reality in your mind. Because even your mind changes. You are being put into an awareness of something you never heard of before. A body that has a mind that is not a human mind. A body that doesn't weigh a pound. A body that is incorporeal. It's a strange and wonderful body. A body that has no size. A body that is four dimensions. And then you discover infinite dimensions. A body that is bigger than the moon. And yet, you start out with an awareness of its smallness. A body that is never sick. And to your amazement, that is the body that carries you around all day. And then you find that body does not even know night from day, because there is none. It is perfect freedom, an infinite body, but its beginning is small in your understanding. It's worth the price you paid in so many ways. That's the beginning of your divine life. It may start that way, it may start another way, but it's got to begin somewhere. And cherish that beginning. Let it slowly engulf you and grow with you. And notice that it has no such thing as fear. There's no one to fear. It's in a world apart, a world of God. And when the absence of fear comes upon you, you will realize, I have found the location of my spiritual body. It has no personal ambition of any kind, because it has acquired and done all that God had for it to do. Let this body be your destination. Give it some thought, and when you give it thought, there is a special way to do it. And we'll go into the way we think about our body, the way we find our body, the way we live in our body.